Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Tipsy Tourism, the podcast where we visit top tourist attractions whilst enjoying some alcoholic beverages in an incredibly responsible manner.
Yeah.
My name is Chelsea and I'm a cheap holiday expert.
I am James, I'm a radio producer and Chelsea's housemate.
You sound like you've had a few drinks already today.
No, I haven't. I've just tested some of the drinks that are coming up, but before we get on to drinks, we've got to find out where we're going.
Well, let's explain exactly what this podcast is all about in case anyone's listening that hasn't listened before. So here's how it works. Each episode, I choose the activity.
Yeah, and I choose the drink to go with it.
From my drinks trolley.
And it can be anything, but it just I choose a drink that I think will go well with the tourist destination which we are visiting.
Can I just point out, if you haven't listened before, that James chose WKDs for Harrods, so please don't expect much from his selection.
No, I mean, I thought that was a success, but today is a lot less, I'm going to say common, and a lot more thought actually has gone into the selection of today's drink.
It sounds like a lot of thought has gone in, a lot of tasting has gone in, too, James.
I call it research.
What happens is we have a drink here, right now.
While we're at home.
Yeah, whilst we tell you where we're off to. Then we go to the place itself. And between us, we have to agree on five interesting things from the place that we're off to.
Yeah, we've got to learn some stuff about it.
Yeah.
And find five interesting things.
Exactly. And we will have a sly little bit of a tipple there too.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, we'll come back here, back home, have another drink as we break down what we made of the tourist attraction, whether we think you like it and whether you should be spending your money on it yourself.
Yeah, that's basically it. A review, like TripAdvisor, but without the ratings. And
I don't know. We do have some ratings, James.
Yes, that's a good point. I actually quite like TripAdvisor, actually.
It is, so
very much like TripAdvisor, but thinking about it.
But not completely for copyright.
Different
issues.
Name.
So that is how the podcast works. And today we are off to a very well-known place in London.
Kind of a big deal, a big landmark.
It is a landmark.
Yeah.
I would say if you were going to go and purchase yourself, I don't know, a skyline of London, this would be on it.
Oh, it's on it. 100%
It's iconic.
It's very iconic, but we're not going to the traditional iconic part of it, I would say.
Oh my God, you are skipping ahead, James. And I know why, because I know you're particularly excited about
this
one.
I've never done it before, that's why.
Right. So today we are off to the O2.
Yes, but not the traditional part that you'd go and visit.
No.
Not in there.
Not the O2 Arena.
No.
Because there's shop. No.
No.
Oh my God.
No, we're not.
I think that's the first time in a long time that I've heard your Cumbrian come through.
No, no way are we going inside.
Maybe this is because this particular landmark is taking you back.
Yeah, I've been before.
But to explain a bit more, we are off to the O2, which used to be the Millennium Dome. It's that big, massive tent with the spokes coming out of it, which is full of shops, restaurants. It's a gig venue. There's loads going on there. But that's not what we're going to do, is it, James?
No.
Go on.
We're not going in.
No.
We're going on.
Correct.
Because we're going to the up at the O2, which is the big path over it. So we're going to climb over the O2.
Which is so exciting. You have to wear like harnesses and everything like that. But before we discuss it, I'm a bit parched and could do with a beverage.
Well, because we're going to up at the O2, I can't be taking cocktail paraphernalia.
No, I don't think you get that in.
I need a compact alcohol liquid. So we're going.
Is that on the label?
We're going for shorts today.
Okay. Shorts.
Shorts.
Okay.
So straight up alcohol. Now, because we are at the point where we could potentially fall to our death, we're not going to go overboard.
No.
But.
Responsible drinking.
I'm going to go within my limit to take some straight up rum.
Oh my God.
So I've got some spiced rum here in a handy.
With that setup, with you saying we need to be responsible, I was expecting you to like whip out a can of Shandy Bass or something.
No, I mean, we've still got to have some fun.
Right.
It's not going to be like I'm not going to be sliding down that white part of the O2, get my legs caught between the yellow spikes.
Well, I bet you hope not.
So we're just going to be responsible, but we're going to have a bit of rum. I'm going to start us on some nice spiced rum.
Right, you can't see this, but James, when he just said we're going to be responsible, had the biggest bottle of rum in his hands.
No.
And he was like swilling it about like Captain Jack Sparrow style. Big question.
No, just to be clear, this one is home rum because it doesn't need to be in a little bottle.
Okay.
This one on my right is little bottle rum.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the one we're taking and you can pop it in your pocket.
Okay.
And they'll go, have you got anything in your pocket, sir? And I'll go, no, just my phone.
Well, that's what I was just about to ask.
Yeah.
Have you double checked whether we can drink beverages up at the O2?
No.
Right.
Yeah.
Could they confiscate that from you?
If they can find it. That's they don't know where fun. I'm going to be putting it. I'm going to secrete it.
I'm not right. Drinking any rum that you secreted.
I need to get a glass.
Okay. Are we allowed a little mixer with it here?
Well, I've got no Coke. Coca-Cola.
So we're having straight rum?
Oh, no.
This is the sound of James in the dishwasher. See, these are the great insights. Well, you can't see. These are the great behind-the-scenes sounds that you get to hear. You are part of our home life right now.
Want some ice?
Yes, please.
Right. That's one rum.
Are you joking?
And that's one rum. The responsible rum. Here we go. Do you want the wine glass or do you want the shot glass?
Are you actually joking that we're not having a mixer?
No.
Okay. Cheers.
And we're off.
God.
It's all right, isn't it?
I feel like I'm back at university.
Really?
Well, no, because I would never have ice cubes at university, to be fair. It would be lukewarm rum. But yeah, this is not a normal drink for me. But hey, it's for the sake of the podcast, I'll do it, you know? Because I'm committed.
It's lovely. So, we've got our drink. Now let's talk about where we're going.
I feel like you are more excited about this tourist attraction than you are for anything else that we've got planned.
No. Yeah.
You've also been, well, we've both been to the O2 to see gigs before.
I've seen a band called The Killers there.
I was there with you.
Yes.
It was a good gig.
I forgot you were there.
Oh my God. It was a memorable gig. But I was thinking a bit more about the fact that you've been when it was the Millennium Dome.
Oh, no. So I have. Yeah. It was called the Millennium Experience.
Okay. And we should just set this up a little bit, especially if people are listening who aren't from the UK.
Yeah.
So to commemorate the third millennia, the UK decided that they would create this massive tent on the bank of the River Thames, which would be full of exhibitions that people would be able to visit for one year only. In the year 2000.
And it was slammed. It was absolutely slammed.
Yeah, it really was.
But the majority of people who went to it thought it was brilliant, and it was brilliant. Inside, it was one of the best museum-style exhibition interactive things I've ever seen.
Right.
I loved it.
So what Up at the O2 is well, I'm gonna read you what they say on the website.
Go
so on. We haven't decided whether or not this is correct yet. but it's an exhilarating 90-minute experience.
90 minutes?
That takes you on a guided expedition over the roof of the O2 via a fabric walkway.
Whoa. Is it fabric?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose the roof is fabric anyway, yeah. Either way.
Exactly. And you're suspended 2 meters above the surface. The top is that the highest point is 52 meters above the ground. And yeah, it's pretty damn steep on the way. So that's what you essentially do. You walk over the O2, but they do give you a bit of time at the top to stop and get your selfies in.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I'm very excited about our booking because I've actually booked us onto the sunset climb.
Yes.
So we should reach the top just as the sun is setting over the London skyline. But they do a few different climbs.
And then we have to climb down in the dark.
Yeah. I mean, that's
I think the thought of that.
I know it's not good for my hand-eye-foot coordination, though, but we'll deal with that at the time. But the other climbs that you can book are, there's a daytime climb, there's a twilight climb, all in the darkness. There's a celebration climb.
Oh, where what's the celebration climb? What a load of tosh.
It's basically exactly the same as all the others, but you get to have 100 milliliters of champagne on top. Very specific amount there, but I did clock that on the description.
Okay.
And they also have Thursday Lates, where apparently you can stay a bit longer on there and they have an acoustic performance.
It's Thursday today.
It is, but I haven't booked that one.
Oh,
I've just realised that. I know, you had to go for either the sunset climb or the Thursday Lates, so we'll have to see if they let us stay up there a bit longer.
Who knew?
But 90 minutes feels like a lot anyway. I'm not sure if I really want to be up there any longer. Would you like to hear about my most favourite thing when it comes to booking attractions?
Yes.
The cost and how to get it to the best price possible. I've got a great money-saving tip.
So tell me, I know we're going, I've known we're going to the O2, yeah. Obviously, but I play no part in booking anything.
No. So, if you want to do the daytime climb,
yeah,
the cheapest price is £32. We are doing the sunset climb, so it's from £37. I don't know why it costs an extra fiver for the evening climb, but it does.
Lights, got to put lights on.
Yeah, that probably is what it is. And I think the rest of them are £37, and then the celebration climb is like from £40. You've got to pay for that champagne, haven't you?
The champagne's only £4, £3.
Yeah, that's quite a good deal, actually, isn't it?
Celebrate. I just think it's just loads of people proposing.
Oh my God. Oh, I'm actually gutted that I haven't booked us that now. However,
yeah,
there was a point where if you were an O2 customer,
I'm an O2 customer,
you could go onto their loyalty app, which is called Priority.
Priority.
Yeah.
O2 Priority.
And you'd get a discount. So I checked that. Nothing.
No.
They don't currently have it, but I'm saying it because it's worth checking if you are with the phone company O2, who obviously sponsored the whole dome itself.
Yeah.
But don't you worry. I didn't let that stop me. I didn't stop searching for an absolute bargain. I ended up finding the same tickets on a website called Picnic.
Oh, no.
What? Why are you saying no?
That's made up.
It's not. So it's PICNIQ.
Oh, it's with a Q. We're not going, are we?
And I managed to find the £37 tickets for £32.56 each.
Well, we might not even get to go.
Massive savings. That's like a pint and a half, you know, at London prices.
Well, how much is it off?
Well, combined, I saved us about £8 something.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Then.
Yeah.
On top of that, James.
Oh, no.
I booked
from pineapple.com or something.
For a Picnic,
yeah,
through a cashback site.
Yeah.
So I also earned £3.26 from my purchase.
Ching, ching, ching.
So overall, I mean, have you got your calculator there? I can't do maths.
I've got my calculator.
So do 37 times 2, please.
37 times 2.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Minus £32.56.
Yeah.
And another.
Yeah.
And then, what's that leave? So, yeah. So, £8.88 is what we save from Picnic. But then plus £3.26.
So, you've saved, Ivan, £12.14.
Yes, I'm clapping myself. I'm actually very happy with that.
It sounds legit. It sounds like the faff that I don't bother doing.
But the faff, it honestly only took me an extra 5 minutes and I saved £12.40.
Bosh.
So that's what it is. I'm very excited for this. I'm genuinely really looking forward
to it. It's
going
to be fun.
It is. But when we get there,
yeah,
what are we going to do?
We're going to do our five interesting things.
Yep. We try and do this at every single tourist attraction where we find five interesting things, but we have to agree that it's interesting.
Yes, we do. I just agreed.
Which
yes.
can be difficult because James really likes things like engineering, which I feel like this is going to be really heavy on interesting, and I say that in quotation marks.
Why do you...
Engineering facts.
You don't know.
I am not going to find interesting.
She's absolutely right.
Is that what you've got ready?
I've only got engineering. Engineering facts. Chelsea is going to decline most of them.
I can
you
hear
can't,
you.
Don't, I can't hear don't you. Listen. Some of them even bore me. But I'll still go with them to see just in case.
Great. Well, maybe.
So we don't know what they're going to be. They might be great. They might be
really,
really like historic. They won't. Oh, they might. They might be. You might like go, shit, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. We should finish our drinks.
Yeah.
And go and get on the tube. We get to go on the Jubilee line, which is my favourite tube line.
Is it?
Yeah, it
is. It's a Victoria, if you're asking. You didn't. But
no,
yeah.
I did not.
You need to finish that.
I'm actually trying to wrap up this little link here. You know, if you could stop butting in.
My second favourite.
Wow. We're going to get off at North Greenwich and go to the O2 to go and try out up at the O2.
It's the Elizabeth line. It's the new one. That's pretty good as well.
We have just got off the tube at North Greenwich.
Yeah.
We see the O2 in front of us.
We have mic'd up.
We
have. So you can hear us.
Now, it is a little windy. I'm a bit worried about that, but we'll see what we can get.
And I'm not a weather expert, but the higher you get, usually, the more windy it gets.
Yeah.
So
and we're only less, going 52 metres.
There's less stuff in the way to stop the wind.
But it is a glorious evening. The sun is shining, so that's good. At least it's not raining.
Here we go.
All right. Right, James, hang on, quick.
Yeah. Pop that
so
in
I'm gonna
there.
I'm going to pop you into our coach, just like this.
Ready?
Ready.
Zippy zip.
You're now in my coat.
Now.
Hello.
I've got a mask
on. You're listening to Tipsy Tourism from inside my jacket.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
How are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you guys?
Good,
wonderful.
Thank you.
We've got a booking.
Okay, we're now sat in the briefing room filling out forms. There's probably a line here saying, James, number five. We are not under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
Well,
I think a sip of rum is fine.
It's like a little bit.
I will share that we've had a cheese toastie from Costa since and an hour journey, so I think we're good. I have decided that I would like to purchase a couple of champagnes because I know that James has got some rum, but that might get taken off him.
Hiya. We're going to add some champagne because, you know, it's a Thursday night and why not? Oh my God, I just realised that money I saved.
You've just spuffed away already.
Okay. We've been allowed on our own to climb up. I'm going to be bloody knackered. So basically, let me talk you through what's going on right now. We're in harnesses. And as part of the harness, there's like a big, what do you call this metal bit?
Like a carabiner, I think.
Yeah, so and that is connected to a massive, what would you call this, wire?
Thick yeah.
Cord?
Wire. Steel wire.
Pulling ourselves up through. And it passes over these little
knobs.
I wouldn't call them knobs. Points along the wire. And apparently there's 80. I don't think that's interesting enough, I'm afraid.
No.
No. But oh my God, we have come on such a perfect day. The sun is starting to set.
the wind has actually stopped for a little bit. What's really bizarre is the walkway we're walking up. It's quite bouncy. It feels a bit like you're on a trampoline, doesn't it?
That is the Meridian Line.
So he just said, in case you probably didn't pick that up, that because we're close to the Meridian Line, the Greenwich Mean Time Line, that from the Royal Observatory, they would shine a laser across to show where the line geographically sits. And a woman on the like receiving end of the laser, I'm using air quotes here, didn't like it because it went through her kitchen window. What an absolute, like, she's ruined the laser for everyone. So now they've got to like spin it a bit left so it's not actually on the Meridian line.
Oh, it could be
anymore.
Right, could be right.
All right.
Don't you think? I think that would put your housing price up. There's some proper time fans out there that would pay loads of extra rent for that, don't you think?
No. I think that's the first one.
First one?
It was handed to us on a plate.
Yeah, it was. Okay, first interesting thing.
I'm having it.
Collected.
We're having it.
I agree with that one. I like petty disputes.
Should I see what happens if I fall?
No. Do not fall, James. Yeah, all good, thanks. He asked, are we doing all right? Because he saw you pretending to fall, you idiot.
Just to pretend fall.
Hey, James, you see these yellow spokes here?
Yeah.
Which are pretty iconic.
Yeah.
Well, there's 12 of them, right?
There are 12 of them.
Which is because there's 12 months in a year.
I know this because I'm...
And there's 12 numbers on the clock.
Well, I raised you that because I've got this one as well.
Go on.
So not only are there 12 yellow spikes that stick out and hold the roof up.
Yeah.
But the diameter of the dome is 365 metres, one for every day of the year.
Oh, I see what they do there. And what about a leap year though?
Well, I forgot about that. And then not only that, the dome is 52 metres high.
Oh, that's what we're getting to now.
Like the number of weeks in a year.
Okay.
It's so clever.
So what do we, like, normally I'm actually not impressed by just pure stats, but that's like stats with a purpose. Like, it all comes together as a beautiful tale. What are we saying? Are we classing that as interesting?
I am, because I had it down as one of mine.
Well,
and I
so
got...
did I. So let's lock it in.
Look at the size of that.
We're nearly there, James. We're nearly at the middle.
We're nearly here. Give me that champagne.
God, it is so jumpy. We're now at the viewing platform, right in the centre of the walkway.
Yeah.
You can unclip yourself.
Yeah.
From the restraints, because it's flat up
from
here.
The safety wire, and there's barriers everywhere.
We're having a little champagne. Other people are just taking photos. It's the only place you can take your phone out of your pocket.
And it couldn't get any better. I literally have the police helicopter now hovering above, and I can't tell you how excited I get about police helicopters.
I mean, terrible for sound quality. But as long as you're enjoying yourself, you know, that's what's important.
It's too far away for it to be heard. Right.
People can absolutely hear that. Can you tweet James now? What are you on Twitter? At James Robinson.
Yeah.
Just tweet him and say, I can hear the helicopter, you burk.
Or say, can't hear it, mate.
Remember to say you burk. That's very, very important.
So, how many are we on at the moment?
Drinks?
No, facts.
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
So we've got the laser for Greenwich Mean Time.
Coming through someone's kitchen window,
which is
very
cool.
Interesting.
And we've got...
some stats. I think we're only allowed like one load of stats.
Right
your go.
Do you want one from me?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Did you know... this is good.
I'm drinking champagne, so it probably will help.
See this lovely roof here?
Yeah.
It's a light fabric. Made of Teflon and other stuff.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
The weight of this is less than the air inside of the dome. Boom.
Hang on. I am not a science-based person, so I don't know what any of that means.
So all of this white stuff.
Yeah.
You stick it on a big scale over there.
Yeah.
And if you were able to weigh that,
yeah,
it would be less than all of the air, because air has a weight.
Does it?
Air... has a weight. Yeah, of course it is. It's not a vacuum. So you add all of the air together and that's heavier.
Has weight?
Yeah.
What?
All right.
Like the wind?
No.
Like a cubic...
At this at ground level,
oxygen.
A metre cubed of air
okay,
has
right.
a weight.
I'm going to point out exactly where you've gone wrong here. You've said the word Teflon. Don't understand that. You've said the word... Well, you've tried to put into context something that I physically don't have a scientific grasp of. I'm sorry, that's not interesting. It's just confusing.
No, it's really interesting. All right, your turn.
Science fans... That's one for you, but not one for me. It's not making it past. Soz about that. Right, I've got one for you. You ready for it?
I'm ready.
So.
Yeah.
Recently.
Yeah.
And I say recently because I actually don't know the dates, so it could be in the last couple of years. Three urban explorers.
Oh, I don't know this.
Made their way up here.
Yeah.
On top of the tent with BMXs. We're doing backflips and shit. And they posted the video on YouTube. Guess how many views it got?
Why are you speaking like that?
Because it's a really great fact.
Go on.
Guess how many views it got?
Did it get 3 million views?
It got 8 million
That's a lot.
Views.
I nearly said 10, damn.
8 million. But what's even more interesting is what happened after that. Because obviously...
They all got hired by the O2.
The O2 were not best pleased.
Is this before this was here?
This was of recent.
Did they give them the idea to make Up at the O2 is my question.
No, Up at the O2 was around before this happened. So basically what happened was, it was in 2018. I've got a date for you.
Okay.
Yeah, they were seen performing backflips on top of the dome and fleeing security guards before police arrived.
Mm.
However, because they posted it on YouTube, they got found out, got taken to court. The judge originally ruled that because it's like freedom of speech that they were prosecuted, but they were allowed to keep the video up. But the O2 lawyers, they were not happy. And in 2019, they managed to overturn it. And so the interesting fact here is that the O2 lawyers are very good at their jobs. Well done. Well done. And don't bring your BMX on the top. You want to know what happened to the OBS, don't you?
I don't care about the OBS. The fact that they got on the O2 and razzed about, that is interesting.
It is interesting, isn't it?
It's borderline. I'm going to give it to you.
Yes!
It's a sympathy.
Yes! It's a... Do you know what? You wouldn't find that out by just Googling facts about the O2.
No.
You know? That's why I think worthy. It's worthy.
It's arguable, but it's kind of interesting. Basically, it's interesting that some yobs got onto the roof of the O2.
And did backflips on BMXs.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'd like to do that.
We should do the rum soon.
Should I tip it into your drink?
Rum and champagne. Okay, shit, quick. We've been asked to vacate the roof and we haven't had the rum yet. James, come on. It's now or never. I'm down on the champagne. Tip it in. Whoa.
Mm.
Oh my God, that's so strong.
I've got one here.
There you go.
We're getting kicked off. Finish that. I'll start telling you on the way down.
Okay. Well, it's easier on the way down.
Thank you.
Oh, this is lovely.
Woo! So, you know Blue Peter, the brilliant TV show
Children's
for children?
Classic TV programme, yes.
In the year 2000. I think it was, what's she called? Katie from Blue
Peter. Katie Hill!
Katie Hill. She basically buried, with the other members of the clan, they buried a time capsule inside the O2. Underneath us.
Okay, so it's there now.
Well... It was supposed to be dug up in 2050.
Yeah.
And then everyone would be like, oh my God, videotapes or whatever there was, didn't it?
Tamagotchis.
But I think there might have been actually. But some builders in 2017 accidentally dug it up.
No, they did not.
And really damaged it. And then rather than be like, oh, let's just bury it again, Blue Peter were like, actually, balls to this. Let's just dig it up, put it in the museum and... We'll make another one in the museum.
Oh my God. So like children who'd put stuff in that were so excited to see it when they were like 60 actually ended up being able to see it when they were 27.
Some JCBs and diggers just dug it up.
That's an embarrassment.
That's a good one.
That is. I'll give it to you. I think that's pretty interesting.
I'm on a roll. I'm going to do another quick one.
Go on.
EastEnders had to change the map to fit the dome on.
No.
No.
You mean they updated it for the soap?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's obvious. I'm not giving you that one. Okay, I've got a really good one for you.
Yeah?
I think you're going to say this isn't interesting enough. Okay. There have been many gigs here by many talented musicians.
Yeah.
And hilarious comedians.
Yeah.
Therefore, there's been a few special things that have happened when things are going on stage.
Yeah.
For instance, there's a lot of marriage proposals.
Boring.
The most marriage proposals at any gig was 5. Who's it for? Guess the artiste.
Probably someone soppy.
Yeah, well, they've got some soppy songs.
Like Savage Garden.
No.
Or Bon Jovi. Or
no.
Prince.
No.
Jacko.
We've seen them lots of times.
Oh, sorry, Jacko didn't get to do it. Ed Sheeran.
Correct.
Oh, God. Even Ed would be gutted at that.
But this is not my interesting fact. I've coaxed you in with a red herring, so I knew you'd absolutely hate that. I'm going to turn to another form.
All 5 of them were divorced.
I don't know. I'm going to change to the fact that at a comedy gig, at a Michael McIntyre gig,
yeah,
a woman in 2015 laughed so hard.
She shit herself.
That would have been so much better. That her waters broke 6 weeks early.
Oh, no.
And she gave birth to a baby. Due to Michael McIntyre performing here at the O2.
I mean, I'd put that on my tour poster.
I don't think they called the baby Michael, though, which, if I was him, I'd be absolutely livid.
They called it the O2.
Is that interesting? That someone's waters broke?
Well, the waters broke isn't interesting.
Do you know what? I bet I can find you a better one once we get back down. But we are now approaching the final and steepest part of the O2.
O2 pay $6 million a year.
What?
O2 pay $6 million a year to call it the O2.
That's nice, but I don't think it's interesting enough. Soz. I can't remember any of my other interesting facts. I've thought of an interesting one.
Go on.
I can't believe we haven't spoken about this.
What?
When it was the Millennium Dome,
yeah,
you know all about this, I know you do.
Yeah.
On November the 7th.
Oh, this is good. I know this story. I did read this story the way.
Yeah. There was an attempted diamond thievery theft burglary.
But it was a full-on diamond heist.
Where 4 local men from a gang plotted to steal from the De Beers diamond exhibition. If it had gone ahead, they were foiled by the Metropolitan Police, by a team called the Flying Squad. If it had gone ahead, it would have been one of the biggest burglaries in history. They would have got away with £350 million
worth of diamonds. Is that how much
it was? Yeah.
Now, I remember that happening, but the police knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
They'd been watching them. So they swapped out the diamonds for some fakies.
No.
Yeah, they did. And they and then they hid in the diamond room. It's part of an exhibition or something. And when the burglars burst in, might I add, with a JCB, it smashed through the side of the O2, and then they ran out of the JCB and started using nail guns to smash into the glass.
Oh,
that's when
God.
All the police came out from hidden walls, fake walls in the museum bit.
Hang on, like, did they have like walls, like?
No, genuinely, the police dressed up as cleaners, staff, genuinely, no, true.
But did they dress up as walls?
No, they hid behind like a fake wall.
That's interesting.
That's
isn't
a good
it?
One.
And they were supposed to get away on a speedboat.
I know, but the guy who was in the speedboat was arrested as well.
Oh, like how exciting must that have been? That's proper line of duty stuff. Well, that's quite fitting that we found the last interesting thing just as we are getting to the very end of the walkway and we didn't bloody die.
Hi guys, you made it.
We did.
Oh, we did it. Thank you.
We are back home, out of the harnesses, back into our normal clothes, and James is pouring us another rum.
I am. I've dribbled.
Oh, God.
So here we go. Spiced rum.
Ooh. Oh, like, have we not graduated onto mixers yet?
No. Cheers.
Okay, cheers.
We're back.
Oh,
nice, isn't it?
That one's smoother.
Nice.
Very nice.
Nice spiced rum.
James.
Yeah.
Let's get down to business.
Ooh.
Tell me what you made of Up at the O2, please.
It is
a lot of fun.
What? My first question was going to be, did you have fun? So you've gone straight in.
I did have fun.
What did you like about it?
I liked, obviously, the view.
Obviously.
I mean, it's not actually stupidly high like a Shard or a, like, what's it called? The walkie-talkie building.
The Gherkin.
Or the London Eye. It's not, yeah, or the Gherkin. It's not stupidly high, but it's just got so few tall things around it that anywhere you look in the whole 360 direction is cool.
Yeah, because you're right next to the Thames. So the biggest buildings close by are from Canary Wharf, which is like the business district.
Yeah.
But it just means you have a really good view of them.
You have a really good view of everything.
Yeah, it is super, super impressive. So would you say that was your favourite bit?
The view. Yeah, I also like the fact that you dumped your bags at the start and then a little truck took them around half a lap of the O2 and then delivered them to you at the end. Because I was like, oh, I'm going to have to go back and get my bag.
I didn't even clock that.
So the little truck brings them round. No.
I didn't even think about the fact that my bag was there at the end.
Ping. Your bag appears at the end.
Oh my God, that is magic.
So I enjoyed that.
That's your top thing, is
logistics.
Oh my God. Well, my favourite thing had to be the time of day we went. Because seeing the sunset over London was pretty special.
That's nice. That
don't you think?
Nice. Yeah.
So that's a bit of a combo about what you said before about a great view.
Did you enjoy the helicopter?
No, if anything, that's... I bet... Oh my God, I can't wait to listen back to see if we can hear it. I bet we bloody can.
So that's your favourite bit. What do you think needs improving?
Well, there's one thing that stands out for me.
Yeah.
Which has got to be the fashion choices one has to make.
Oh, the jacket.
When going up at the O2.
Well, no, it wasn't a jacket, it was a gilet.
It was a gilet, because it was summer, technically. It was a bit cold up there, we had our big jackets on. But we had to put on these, like, branded gilets. The harnesses, which hoist everything up. Like, it's quite hard to not look at everyone's crotches when you're up at the O2, I'll be honest.
I avoided it.
Yeah, me too. And then on top of that, they give you shoes. Now, all I'm going to say to you is paint a picture in your mind. Imagine your mum's gone out to buy you trainers for school, yeah? And you're thinking in your head, like, I am going a bit old school here and showing my age, but you're thinking, oh my God, I hope she's bought me some Nike Cortez, you know, some really slick trainers. And she's come back with some black high techs.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Proper uncool trainers.
Sorted out.
Go on then. You, do you have any improvements for them?
Yeah. There could be, I mean, you can pay to get a drink at the top like we did.
Yeah.
But there could be a bar at the top with more drinks. Like.
Okay.
There could be that.
And your negative is that there should be more alcohol.
Oh, no, not more alcohol, just more range of alcohol.
Okay. And that you could buy it up there and not just... Because we had to decide at the bottom if we wanted champagne.
Yeah.
And what if you got up there? It just felt so like...
Oh, God, I'm so hungry. I'm so thirsty. I need a...
So hungry, I need a champagne. It really fills me up. Yeah. That's a really good point. So, O2, if you're listening, we think you should have a bit more variety.
Get a bar.
And a... contactless card machine, surely it works up there.
They've got signal, they've got all the signal they want. They can do what they want.
Yeah, they need to get on board with that, definitely. Overall then, James.
Yeah.
Do you think it was worth it? And to remind you, it costs about £32.56 to be specific.
I very much enjoyed myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's quite pricey.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say it was worth it, but at the high end of being worth it. Because we paid extra, which is not actually, that's what I'm going to say. Because we paid extra for the champers, it's not worth it.
Oh no, you can't put that on me.
Because you can, I secreted it, remember?
Stop saying secreted, that's not a thing. I think you think that means being secret.
It does. I think that adding an £8 champagne is not worth it.
Okay, yeah.
But a standard ticket just makes it at that threshold of going, you know what, that's fun.
Well, it's a one-off, isn't it? You're not going to do that again and again and again. It's a treat activity that you do once. So I would say if you're going to do it, make sure it's at a sunset or a special occasion so that you can make the most out of it. To follow on from your point around champagne, I will hold my hands up here and say, if you are wanting to get champagne, then just buy the celebration package. Because I think if we'd pre-bought it, we could have saved ourselves 56p each.
Ka-ching!
I know, so I feel like a big spender. But do you know what? I felt moved to get a champagne. Because you know what I thought? Rum, champagne, you know, they're like bread and butter, right?
What did you think of that cocktail?
What cocktail?
Rum and champagne.
I didn't bloody drink them mixed. I downed my champagne. Oh, okay. I'm not like you.
I did.
Oh, my God.
Not advised.
No. Go on, then.
Go on what?
Tell me your rating.
My rating?
Yeah, out of 10.
I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10.
Oh, for God's sake.
What? Are you going to do the same? Yeah.
It's like when you order something from a restaurant, you both want to order the same thing, you don't want to
do
it.
Let me work out the average between those. 7 plus 7 divided by 2 is 7.
Oh my God. So our average score from up at the O2 is 7. Which brings it just under Harrods from the last episode, because that average was 7.25.
What?
So after two episodes, they are the rankings so far.
Nice.
If you would like to see some of the photos from our trip, make sure that you are following us on Tipsy Tourism on Instagram.
And Twitter.
Yes, both of those, please. And whilst we still have you, can we do a little plead?
Yes, please.
Please, can you go and rate and review this episode if you listen to us on Apple Podcasts? It actually really makes a difference. People used to say this, and I'd listen to it on podcasts and think, yeah. Sure. Oh, my God. It actually does.
Yeah, please go and leave us a review. Yeah, I'd love it.
We're brand new, so we've got to...
This is episode 2.
Yeah, we need a way to let people know. So do the ratings, do the rankings, let people know. We'll be so chuffed. If you speak about us, just tag us in on social media. It's at Tipsy Tourism.
Thanks for listening to episode 2 of Tipsy Tourism.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want a clue? Where the next place is that we're going?
Oh, I can give you a clue.
Which is episode 3. Yeah, 3.
The clue is, it's 100% free to get in.
That's your favourite price.
It really is. And it's open 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Where are we going?
Tesco Extra.
We will speak to you in the next one.
See you off.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.